Today at Kwarinam, November 23rd, it's a Monday here on the Garden Island of Kauai. Yesterday evening was a very stormy evening, a lot of wind and rain. I really enjoy giving a reading of two or three chapters of Merging with Shiva each day. I think we're going to put them on CDs and make them available for you and everyone. We also planned a video series on contemporary Hinduism. There will be 8 one-half-hour series, and I think you'll enjoy them when it comes out. It's based around dancing with Shiva, living with Shiva, and merging with Shiva. We're just beginning a new edition of Living with Shiva. It'll be the Sutra and the Bhashya, 365 Sutras and 365 explanations of what the Sutra really, really means. Have you ever wondered about Lord Shiva and who he is? Well, he is a personal God. In the Shiva Loka, Shiva has a form. He has eyes and nose and mouth and ears, and he perceives. And he creates. He's also all-pervasive energy that pervades the universe, like the glue that holds the universe together. And he is also timeless, formless, spaceless, beyond the beyond. You are a miniature Shiva. You have a form, you have eyes, you have nose, you have ears, arms, legs, hands, fingers. You also have an all-pervasive energy too. To realize that yourself is called Satchitananda. You also are timeless, formless, spaceless. And that is the highest realization you can have on this planet Earth. Parashivam, Nirvikalpa Samadhi, the ultimate of the ultimate. Of the beyond of the beyond. There's one thing Lord Shiva cannot do, however, with all his power, cannot take himself out of you. He cannot remove his energy from your physical body, from your pranic body, from your astral body or your emotional body, from your mental body or from your intellect, or from the body of your soul. Cannot do that. Shiva is within you. You are within Shiva. A question from San Diego again, and greetings to you. We've been asked to explain why Hindus don't go to Christian churches. This is because Hinduism is sectarian and non-sectarian. Is broad and loving to all because we believe there's one God and one world. Yet we believe in something called Sampradaya, a definite line of teaching that is awakening the soul into the realization of itself and must not be deluded with other lines of teachings that are also awakening the soul into knowledge of itself. We can't employ two methods and get an expected result. Therefore, if one is a Vaishnavite, he follows the Vaishnavite teachings. If one is a Smarta, he follows the Smarta line of knowledge and teachings. If one is a Shaivite, he follows our particular line of teachings. It is so strict within the four denominations of Hinduism that a proper devotee is not supposed to even read a book on another lineage, another denomination. Comparing this to the Christian church, Protestants don't read Catholic information, and Catholics don't read the teachings of the Protestants. Why? It would mix up and confuse the subconscious mind of the individual who did so. Generally, professors of religion are not religious people in their own right, because they know too much about all the religions in the world to exploit for themselves and their own transformation their one chosen religion. This creates a universalistic consciousness. The universalistic consciousness really has nothing at all to pass on to the next generation. It's too broad in context, and often conflicting ideas are there in the subconscious of the individual who has accepted the rightness of the idea when he studied it. Therefore, the true Hindu, or those who wish to convert into Hinduism, like you do, should choose your denomination within Hinduism, stick to it, don't deviate one way or the other, and transform yourself through the practices within the tradition you have chosen. I hope this answers your question. If it doesn't, please send me another email. We'll pursue it again in just a few days. Well, I'll be seeing each and every one of you in cyberspace at our cyberspace ashram tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you and opening our doors, our mind and our heart and our emotions, to lovingly accept your presence. Darshan means to see and to feel at the same time. Through cyberspace, looking out through your computer at you, through a psychic sense, we can see you. And you're tuning in to me. So we are communicating on a deeper level, possibly, than even if we were sitting in the same room together. So again, I'll be seeing you, and you'll be seeing me tomorrow. Tune in to Cyberspace Ashram.